praise him. I will praise you to the heights, my God, the King. I will bless your name forever and ever. Every day I will bless you. Psalm 145, verses 1 and 2. Is this your daily habit? Do you get out of bed anxious to make the Lord the center of your attention? Or do you robotically roll out of bed and muddle through your morning routine, wishing your time was free to do as you'd like? Great is Adonai, the Lord, and greatly to be praised. Psalm 145, verse 3. Do you take advantage of the opportunities in your day to praise the Lord? Each generation will praise your works to the next and proclaim your mighty acts. Psalm 145, 4. Do you tell others where you've seen God at work? Are you secure enough to proclaim it? Or do you fear what people might think? Are you content to let others live their lives, chasing the wrong things? Or are you concerned over the future of their souls? The world wants us to all just get along. Believe what you want, but don't push it on anyone else. I will meditate on the glorious splendor of your majesty and on the story of your wonders. Psalm 145, 5. Doing that will help secure your relationship with Christ. Is that enough? Are you the only one that really matters to you? Do you live in peace by keeping your beliefs to yourself and letting each go his own way? What if they've never heard of the Lord? People will speak of your awesome power, and I will tell of your great deeds. They will gush forth the fame of your abounding goodness, and they will sing of your righteousness. Psalm 145, 6 and 7. People will talk. Join them. Tell others, Adonai is merciful and compassionate, slow to anger, and great in grace. Adonai is good to all. Psalm 145, verses 8 and 9. People need to know, and you need to declare it.